to help you find more results from the apps on your TV.
Pardon me? Okay, we had four floor proposals that came in, and the three of the four, the parliamentarian felt were not in keeping with the guidelines for the floor proposals. So the first one, I will read it, and then I will ask Greg to give the opinion. Because the guideline is that they're time sensitive and that they don't overlap with anything else that has been presented as part of the ballot that went out in January. The issue is I propose that we schedule 90 minutes to 3 hours at this ABC to discuss establishing a conference task force to guide delegates in autonomously considering options for the future of the conference, discuss what this conference task force could look like, develop and vote on motions pertinent to establish the service body, nominate and vote on its officers if a service body is established. Excuse me, and Greg, you want to read your opinion?
Yes, thank you. As you recall, you just got done a little bit ago with ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12. And actually, I wrote this before you voted in a motion, but the motion says that the conference is going to do a study. So this really falls under conference. It says that discuss what the task force would look like, develop and vote on motions pertinent. So this really is within the work of that study group. And so that's why I said it overlaps with one or more of the ballot proposals. And therefore, it's not eligible to be considered as a 2022 floor proposal.
Thank you. Okay. And then the next one. The second proposal that was submitted says, I propose that the annual business conference create its own policies and procedures committee tasked with creating and maintaining clear and manageable voting procedures for the annual business conference. This committee will form during this conference. It will collaborate with the WSOIT committee and will send monthly reports on its progress to all registered delegates. The proposed procedures will be voted on at the 2023 ABC. And Greg, again?
Again, this one, like the first one, really falls under the responsibility of that conference study that was voted in. It's totally under that. So again, it's not eligible to be considered as a floor proposal.
Thank you. And let's go to the next one. Okay. The next one is, I propose that online groups be given the opportunity to form or join either area intergroups or regions based on time zones, population clusters, or some other criteria. And Greg?
Yeah, this one was, basically, these are all in existence now. There's nothing new here.
Well, the only thing that is your opinion didn't address was regions, but go ahead.
So it didn't address what?
Regions.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Regions. Oh, I didn't address regions. I see. Per tradition four, meetings intergroups already have the autonomy to create online and telephone intergroups. And some of these already exist. Additionally, online groups already belong to local intergroups. The groups that I go to all belong to an intergroup, and they're all online right now. And our intergroups, like many others, don't have geographical boundaries. So based on this, I recommend the proposal not be considered. Regional structure.
And it also is not time sensitive.
Yeah, if it's regional structure, I would say it's not time sensitive, even if we consider that as a as a valid proposal, valid motion. You have some questions?
We didn't build in anything for questions as part of this because they're all based on whether they're time sensitive or not, and whether they actually address an issue that needs to be addressed. So I think, however, this one, because it addresses, well, it's not time sensitive. It doesn't have to be taken care of before the next ABC. And that's the guideline about whether it gets considered here. Now, the other part of it is that even if it's not considered here, is it a valid motion that could be sent to the board for consideration, or the person submitting it could submit it as a valid proposal for next year? So I think
the only part of that that would make it valid is the regional structure. And I'm not sure if where ACA is on that right now. We have some regions, two of them. And I don't know if I don't know that there's any restriction that online meetings can't join those regions.
Okay, and that's true that online meetings, they can join any intergroup they want. They can also join any region they want.
Right,
and they can. Okay, so this matter is taken care of. Yeah. Okay, so this is not an issue, and it has no time sensitivity, and because there are no geographic boundaries for intergroups. Okay, all right. Thank you. Patricia, if you have a comment, you could please post it to one of the person's points of contact, or points of interest, rather, information, and then we'll try to address it if it's pertinent. Okay, we have a fourth proposal, and this says, I propose that the conference create a data analysis committee that would be responsible for organizing existing data sets, conducting data-oriented projects, including surveys and presenting results, and developing data stewardship practices and procedures. The committee should be composed of members with previous experience in data science, data analytics, data management, reporting, and or data ethics. The time-sensitive part of this is in the background to support good data collection, storage, and reporting practices for motions approved at this ABC. A committee should be formed immediately. ACA lacks consistency in its data collection practices and presentation of results of data collected from its members. A committee of ACA volunteers who have relevant experience would facilitate a complete process from initial study design to presentation of results and safe storage of data for future use.
So, yeah, this meets criteria for a floor motion, and because we don't have anything like this right now. We have files stored on a computer that we have to search through, and there's no real data retrieval from it. The additional thought with regard to this is, the delegates voted into place that combined, that motion for combined 10, 11, and 12, and this would have immediate opportunity for use if that study kicks off.
And the other part of this, when we discussed this, was that post ABC, we always do surveys, whether they're written, but more recently online, and there's no clear idea of what we do with that information and how it's stored and how it's compared year over year and so on. And each year there's criticism of how that's done. This would take care of that.
We have a point of information. Alaska submitted a floor proposal 30 minutes late last night, and she is requesting that, even though it was rejected because it was 30 minutes late, that we read that proposal.
The problem is that I would like to suggest that we treat this the same way that we do with initial ballot proposal submissions that come in for the ABC, which is there's a deadline and it's honored for people in different time zones. In this case, there was an hour deadline after the close of the ABC. And we also had other proposals that came in, and if we accept that one, we have to consider accepting the others. And that is not, I don't think it's a fair way to approach this. So, sorry about that. I mean, I sound like I'm making the decision on my own, but I'm following the guideline that is set in the OPPM about deadlines and that we set for this. So, Brad, is this a point of information question?
Yes, just a clarification. She's not asking that it be accepted. She's just asking that it be read.
It wasn't, again, it wasn't submitted within the time. If we do that, we're going to have to read the rest. And she's free to post it in the delegate channel on Slack or wherever as just information. So. Okay.